words were how much?
What?
He says the cash didn't stop.
Why did you take money from Miss Roberts?
I work for tips, so.
Work for tips where?
Well, I'm a exotic entertainer.
Did you take any other money from her?
Yeah, when she tipped it to me.
And Judy says she should have been smarter.
You found this guy at a bar. You got a college degree and a master's degree and a PhD.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Kenetha Roberts is suing her former friend, Valente Grace, for a large unpaid loan for living expenses.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 273 on the calendar in the matter of Roberts versus Grace.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Roberts, your complaint alleges that the defendant, who was a friend of yours, owes you money for a series of loans that you made to him, and the loans were sort of convoluted. He was supposed to work for you. He was going to work off these loans. He never did come to work for you, so you feel as if you are entitled to this money.
Yes.
Mr. Grace says that there was never any discussion of loans or never any real discussion of him working off this money that you gave him. The time that they were converted to a loan by you was when he rejected any advances from you for a more intimate relationship, more than
friends. Of course he would say that, Your Honor.
That's what he says.
Of course. Yes. I don't even know why he swore us in. He's a liar.
Well, that's what I'm here to sort of figure out. How did you meet him?
We met at a nightclub December 2008. I was introduced to him by my cousin. We exchanged business cards, and we kind of talked throughout the week, and we decided to meet up about a week later. Once we did meet up, we kind of talked for hours about our backgrounds. I told him that I was a PhD in human development and that my primary business was to write grants to receive money for foster care children. He then told me that he was in the foster care.
So you're a grant writer?
Yes.
Nice. Grant.
He then said.
Just a second. Did you or anybody ask you a question?
No, ma'am.
Go ahead.
He then said that he himself was in the foster care system from age 5 to 17. Now, of course, this resonated with me because I had been in the foster care system for 2 years. And we went on to talk about our kids. I told him that I have a 12-year-old daughter. He said that he had two daughters. He had two foster daughters. And that was his way of giving back to the community from which he came. The youngest was 3 years old. He was in the process of trying to adopt her.
These were two foster daughters who he said lived with him.
Yes.
Not that he was just supporting, but they actually lived with him.
Correct.
Go ahead.
So all of these issues, it seemed as if we had common background. And I asked if he was willing to volunteer at the foster care facility where I worked. He said yes. He was more than willing to do that, asked if he could come out and mentor the children, because who better than him could do it, because he could understand
their
background.
Didn't he have a job?
Well, he said that he worked for LAUSD.
What's LA?
Los Angeles Unified School District. He said that he did odd jobs there, but because of the layoffs and the economic downturn, he could no longer maintain that job. So he was not able to support himself and his mother and the foster daughters. He also...
Well, he wasn't supporting the foster daughters, because if he, in fact, ever had foster children, the state supports the foster children.
Exactly. I asked him that question. I said, well, don't you get money from the state to take care of your daughters? He said, well, that money doesn't go to me. I give it to the mothers, because they're struggling.
The mothers of the children.
Correct. So this was the story, that he was not financially stable. He was working part-time as an entertainer, and he was also working for Los Angeles School District, but he had just lost that job. I said to him that I had just received a grant, but it wasn't going to be funded until August of this year. Our conversation was in January. I told him that because I received the funds, I would be able to secure him a job in that position. Because
what credentials did he have?
Well, that's what the background check was for. He said that he went to college. He was supposed to provide that evidence. Additionally, he passed the background check. There was one minor blip that I asked him about from 1999, an open case. I asked him about that. He gave me a story about that.
Where did he go to college?
Ball. I think it was Ball University.
Where did you go to college, sir?
Ball?
Where did you go to college?
I went to Modesto Junior College.
Did you graduate?
No, I attended 1 year.
Is that what your background check showed?
No. there was no education. That's why he was supposed to provide the transcripts. Remember, Judge, we're going from January to August, which would give enough time.
Ms. Roberts, you just said to me that you did a background check, and the background check came up okay, with the exception of one blip. And it said that he went to, graduated from, because I assume that the government doesn't give away grants, because this job, according to you, was supposed to pay something like $48,000 a year.
Correct.
Yeah, I read your complaint very carefully. And the government's not giving away almost $50,000 a year to someone who went to Modesto Junior College maybe for a year.
Your Honor, the background check was a criminal background check.
So you hadn't done any background check on his credentials for the job?
Actually, that's what the process was for. He said that...
The answer is either yes or no. You hadn't done a background check with regard to his credentials.
We had not gotten to that point yet, Judge.
Fine. Now, at what point did you conclude that background check?
This was the middle of January.
Oh, I'm talking about including his education.
Oh, no, that was never provided because things ended in 3 months.
What ended in 3 months?
The process. He was scheduled to have 3 interviews because it wasn't just ending with me. He had the original interview with me to be followed up with 3 interviews from different parties. And he had to go through training. He knows this. He was supposed to go through training so that he could adequately...
If he went through training from today until next year... If he didn't have a college degree, he wouldn't have qualified for the job.
That's not true, Your Honor, because the way it was written up was that the individual would have the background experience. So life experience counts.
What was the government going to pay him $50,000 a year to do?
So that he could be the project coordinator for these kids, so that he could make sure they had the activities that they needed.
A project coordinator for what?
Do you want me to read it to you, Judge? I have it right here.
No, I want you to tell me. I want you to tell me about all this mumbo jumbo.
Okay, it's not mumbo jumbo, though, Judge. When you're talking about providing services for kids.
It is to me. I worked in the family courts for a long time. I know all about grants, and I know all about stuff, and I know all about mumbo jumbo. And to me, the government is paying $50,000 a year. There are lots of college graduates out there who have at least some training, some formal training in social services, in psychology, in adolescent psychiatry, in something. Some formal training other than somebody that you meet at a bar.
Well, I think you're reducing.
Ms. Roberts,
you're not.
Other than somebody that you meet at a bar.
Judge Silent, you are not looking at the big picture. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I know the big picture. Ms. Roberts, I was in the big picture for almost 30 years. I know the big picture. Believe me, I know the big picture.
But you understand then, Judge, if I wrote the grant, I am a co-writer of the grant, and I'm designing the position, and I'm looking for someone who has life experience. So if someone tells me they were in the system for 12 years and that they know what it's like to overcome that system, then I think they have an excellent background to provide services. Okay. Because you're not even, like, listening to me. It's not even going in.
Ms. Roberts, it's not going in.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What were you doing on the weekend to cover your expenses?
Well, I'm an exotic entertainer. Oh.
This come up in his background check?
No, it did not, Your Honor.
And later today...
Would you tell me why you accepted these alleged gifts from Mr. Walker if you have a boyfriend?
Well, they weren't gifts. They were donations to a nonprofit organization.
That's not a gift to a nonprofit organization. You're not a nonprofit organization.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kenatha Roberts says former friend Valente Grace owes for a large loan he was supposed to work off. Valente claims Kenatha was attempting to buy his affections.
You want to know why it's not going in? Hundreds of thousands of people have formal education as well as life experience who could fit the profile of a program coordinator for children in foster care. And what you're telling me is, rather than advertising for somebody with educational qualifications, social qualifications, what you were doing is, you said to him, I have this thing and it sounds to me as if you're perfect for it, even though you may not have college, because he doesn't. And all I'm suggesting to you is, when the government funds a program, it's entitled to get its best bang for its buck, which unfortunately, in my 30 years experience in the family court system, it didn't get. In any event, according to you, what Mr. Grace was supposed to do was to work off this money that you gave him. And how much money did you give him?
That he was loaned, Your Honor.
How much money?
How much money was he loaned?
He was loaned money, and he was supposed to work it off by working at this job.
Exactly. So the money that he was loaned was $9,500.
Now, let's say you loaned him this $9,500 in order to tide him over until the time that he could take this job that you were going to give him when the grant money came in August. And he doesn't now qualify for that job. Your contract is based upon the fact that he's going to have this job and ergo have the income to pay you back the money. If he doesn't have this job, he is not required to pay you back this money. That's your contract with him. That's why it was a loan, but it was a convoluted loan. The loan said, when you start to work for me, you can pay me back this money. Now, we'll get to you. Why did you take money from Miss Roberts?
The reason why I accepted money from her was because she had her birthday approaching, and she's like, I want you to go out of town with me. I said, I can't go out of town right now. I have things I have to take care of out here.
That is a lie.
Right now, I don't want to hear from you now.
So she gives me this whole thing about her birthday gonna be in Vegas, and I tell her, well, a weekend of me out here working is very important. I cannot leave unless I cover all my expenses for that weekend.
What were you doing on the weekend to cover your expenses?
Well, I'm an exotic entertainer. Oh,
no. Did this come up in his background check?
No, it did not, Your Honor.
That was the first thing that came up in my background check.
No, Your Honor.
Her first words to me, she was not introduced to me by a friend. She approached me after she saw me.
I said I was introduced by my cousin.
And
don't?
Her first words were, how much? What? Are you crazy? How much? How much for what? My suit? My clothes?
Oh, listen to me.
She's
listen
saying how
me.
Much?
Don't be, this is not an audition, Mr. Grace.
Exactly. So, she said how much?
I just want to know what you took money for.
I took money to cover my rent because I didn't have enough to complete
how
my rent.
How much did
I
you
took
take?
$1,600. I received $1,600 from her.
And what else did you take?
That was it.
Did you take any other money from her?
Yeah, when she tipped it to me.
You're talking about only work-related?
Work-related, that's
work
it.
Work-related. Okay, but the only money that she, cash that she gave you in a bulk sum
in a bulk
was $1,600?
And that was deposited into my account. And that was so that I can
show
go
me.
Out of town. Other than that, she was giving me money in dollars. Like, I gotta sort this out.
What is this?
A money order that was made out to him. It says either payable to Valente Grace or Dr. Roberts. The additional receipts are from deposits that were made directly into his account. And copies of my own bank statements where money was withdrawn and provided to him.
Looks like a lot more than $1,600, sir, was deposited into your account.
Well, she put $1,600 into my account. That was all she put into my account. The other money, I've been teaching her how to play poker for months. She like, I want to learn how to play poker. She's so obsessed with me.
Mr. Grace,
I'm not denying gifts. I am denying loan money.
Never once did she loan me any money.
Mr. Grace.
Yes, ma'am.
Other people may find you exotic and appealing. I'm telling you right now, I do not. And there is no dancing you can do, shouting you can do, talking that you can do. You're going to change that. Do you understand?
Exactly.
So
what?
That requires either a yes or a no, not an exactly.
Yes.
Yes, you understand
yes,
it.
I understand.
So
yes.
All I'm asking you is, that doesn't mean that I believe her contract with you.
You cannot could believe be, that. You cannot believe it. It's hideous. You cannot
shut
believe it.
Shut up and listen. Just try listening.
I'm gonna listen.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
If somebody knew your mother for a couple of weeks and she gave away all your property to them, would you find that crazy?
Just depends on the circumstances.
Well, maybe you're as bad as she is.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kenatha Roberts says former friend Valente Grace owes for a large loan he was supposed to work off. Valente claims Kenatha was attempting to buy his affections.
It looks as if she put in more than $1,600 into your account. Is that correct?
She may have.
That's all. That's all I wanted to know. Her lawsuit is still dismissed because you didn't go to work for her. So the contract can't be fulfilled.
Your Honor,
thank you very much.
Your Honor, excuse me, Your Honor. Are you interested in hearing all about our honor?
I just saw a fish in the water.
He's just a user. He's a user.
She wants to keep flapping and boasting about how much money she has.
He's not a true friend. You don't use people that are your friends.
Definitely, man. With money orders, too. Like, here.
You treat them as if they are friends, and it's mutual, and it wasn't.
If I'm a friend, you know where I live, and you know my whole name, you know?
Just don't fall into the trap.
Making the cash.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Trahan Loggins versus Walker. Step forward.
Carol Trahan Loggins is suing her former friend, Ernest Walker, for the return of a car, money owed, and an assault. Ernest says the car is his.
Miss Loggins, what I've read in your complaint suggests to me that the defendant was a friend of yours. He would have liked to have been more than a friend of yours, but you had a boyfriend. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And according to you, you allowed Mr. Walker to give you a lot of things. Gifts, a car, pay your rent, pay certain expenses for you. When the two of you no longer were friends, according to you, Mr. Walker stopped payment on a check that he wrote for your rent, took back the car that you say that he gave you, and caused you some embarrassment in an organization that you were involved with. You want to be compensated for that.
Yes, ma'am.
So let's start with, how long have you known him, Miss Loggins?
6 months, maybe.
And you have a boyfriend?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, would you tell me why you accepted these alleged gifts from Mr. Walker if you have a boyfriend?
Well, they weren't gifts. They were donations to a nonprofit organization.
No, you said that he gave you a car.
He gave me a car, bought groceries.
Just a second. That's not a gift to a nonprofit organization. You're not a nonprofit organization.
No, but I run and manage a nonprofit
organization. Who cares? I don't care what you do.
Okay.
We're talking about why you would accept a car, even if I find that he did, in fact, make you a gift of the car. He says he never made you a gift of the car. He just let you drive it. Why would you accept such an expensive gift from somebody who you knew had a romantic interest in you when you had a boyfriend?
Because he told me his daughter had got killed by a drunk driver and he needed me to go to Milwaukee with him to close her estate out. And I told him I needed to pay my bills before I left.
What does anything you just said to me have to do with a car?
At the time, I needed a car. I didn't have a car. And he said this car was not being used, so I accepted the car because he said it was a blessing to me from him.
Okay. Did he ever change the title to your name?
No, he just signed a notarized paper giving me the car.
Oh, let me see it. You're an insurance agent?
Yes, ma'am. And I explained to him at the time that I don't sell sex, I sell insurance.
Mr. Walker, can I ask you a question,
yes,
sir?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead, Your Honor.
Would you tell me why you would take out an insurance policy and make her the beneficiary of a life insurance policy? Why would you do that?
I have no problem explaining it, Your Honor. It was a romantic interest.
When did you meet her?
I met her in May of this year.
In May of 2009?
Yes, ma'am.
And in the same month, you took out a life insurance policy for how much?
$20,000.
$20,000.
And you paid her water bill, and you paid for holiday gifts, and you gave her a Suzuki Firenza?
Your Honor, that is not quite correct. She forced me.
Well, I just want you to look at this. I find that this is overreaching, I'm going to dismiss her lawsuit altogether, because there's something about her that I find irritating.
Yeah.
How are you related to her?
Okay. It's my mother.
You got what I mean? Would you find it overreaching if somebody knew your mother for a couple of weeks and she gave away all your property to them? Would you find that's a little crazy?
Well, the guy said that the car was...
I'm asking you a question. Would you find that crazy?
Just depends on the circumstances.
Well, maybe you're as bad as she is.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Is the car in your name?
Yes, ma'am.
It's your car.
Yes, ma'am.
A second. It's your car.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what you pulled, Miss Loggins. I have no idea what you pulled, but it is clear to me that whatever you did was overreaching. Well, we understand each other.
Yes, ma'am.
Your case is dismissed. That's
ma'am.
All.
Where's our excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He was trying to change my mind.
She used extortion tactics, but he forced me to sign the car over to her.
To dating him.
She threatened to go to police to say I solicited sex, which I did not.
Not to trust anybody.
Hopefully, she won't go around scheming nobody else.